All right. Well, we are back together again. It is Apostle Johnita Collins. And listen, I have an outstanding message for you today. Okay. I want you to become empowered. That's why I show up and that's why I teach the way that I teach. Why? Because I want you to be able to become the living epistle that God created before the foundations of this earth. Now we are still in the Jesus mode. I don't want you to forget that. We're still in the Jesus mode. And when you're in the Jesus mode, guess what? I want you to understand that I am the destroyer. We're coming today to teach you how to become the destroyer. I want you to repeat after me. I am the destroyer. Hallelujah. With that being said, I do want you to know that the content of this presentation does consist of original copyrighted material. So no part of my teachings in any form can be extracted for the works of others. I want you to understand that because if I find my information online being taught by other people that's already copywritten by me, I'm coming for you. With that being said, Jesus mode, Jesus mode, Jesus mode, Jesus mode. The only answer to the ravished soul is Jesus. I have not gone anywhere. I have not departed from this very truth because the truth of the matter is many of you want every kind of form but the Jesus form. Oh, I'm out the gate. Yes, I am. You want every kind of teaching but the Jesus teaching. You want everything but Jesus. You do not want Jesus. And here at Rain Embassy, I am going to run you down until you want Jesus. Oh. Come on here. Let's be honest. The whole thing about coming into Christ Jesus is to know who Christ Jesus is. It is to have an appetite for him and for him alone. That's why the ravished soul can't get healed because it has an appetite for everything else. The ravished soul was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Come on. That's why you need Jesus. And that's why he's the only answer. I want you to take down these scriptures because the only thing standing between you and your ravished soul is Jesus. I'm saying the same thing over and over and over again, right? I've already taught this over the last couple of weeks. I've said this. I've been saying this as long as you've been with me. And I'm gonna keep saying it until the king comes. Why? Because I need you to understand that there are many roads, but they don't lead to Jesus. Only the Jesus road leads to Jesus. Only the Jesus mode leads to Jesus. Only Jesus leads to Jesus. Oh my God. Oh my God. Only Jesus leads to Jesus. That's why Jesus has to be in the inside of you. That's why Jesus can't be on the bookshelf. That's why Jesus can't just be in the television. That's why Jesus can't just be in the worship. Jesus has to be on the inside of you because when he comes for you, he's scanning you for himself. Oh my God. Hear me and hear me well. So with that being said, today we're going to work with becoming the destroyer. What must you destroy? You must destroy your own self. I am the destroyer. Say it with me. I am the destroyer. What are you destroying? Your own mind. What are you destroying? Your own sabotaging thoughts. What are you destroying? Your own will. Come on here. This is the problem. See, that other doctrine is going to cause you to never confront yourself. It's going to cause you to lullaby yourself to sleep. But here at Rain Embassy, I have a job to do as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is to wake you up. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! And wake up to the word. Wake up to the word. Begin to ingest the word. Begin to eat the word. Come on here. This is your word intake. Do you hear me? This is your word intake. And why do I have to give you a word intake? I have to give you a word intake because I have to feed your mind. I have to feed the new creation that's inside of you. I have to feed the new creature that's dwelling inside of you. I have to give you this word intake so that Jesus can dwell in your inward parts. Oh, come on. Today, hopefully, we'll get through everything. We're going to deal with Matthew 4 and 4, Matthew 6 and 11, Joshua 1 and 8, Psalm 119, 9 through 11, Romans 12 and 2, and Hebrews 4 and 12. We may get through all of it, and we may not. Now, what I want you to understand is the reason that we get together, and the only way to become a living epistle is to what? Live by the word. You must live by the word and not by the world. Many of you are living by the world. Many of you are bringing the world system to God and expecting him to what? Love on it? He already said the world, he doesn't love the world. He loves his people. Come on here. He loves his people. And he expects his people to love him back. How do you show that you love him back? To live by his word. To live through his word. To live on his word. Come on here today. The word is not an event that you attend. The word should be an intentional life that you ingest. Come on, let's eat, let's eat, let's eat, let's eat together. Let's eat together. I'm gonna take you somewhere because this thing is built out for the next 5 weeks. I'm telling you, if you stick with me for the next 5 weeks, I'm gonna take you someplace with the word that will cause your life to change in your inward parts. Why? Because you have a lot of artificial little AI in your inward parts. You have a lot of artificial intelligence in your inward parts, but I'm trying to get you the apostolic information that you need that takes you from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Don't you want to go from glory to glory? With that said, artificial intelligence can give you information. We already know that. We already know that. But if I haven't taught you anything else, I've taught you that only the word gives you transformation. And the whole point of being in Jesus Christ is transformation from old to new, from old to new, from old to new. That is the reason that the blood is available for us. The blood is not available for us to just sit still and do nothing. The blood is available for us to go from glory to glory. I need you to understand, if the soul was once ravished and shaped in iniquity, I've taught you this. I've taught you this. Everyone was born in sin. Everyone was shaped in iniquity. That is the ravished soul. There is no other identification for that. That is the ravished soul. So if anybody tries to preach to you something else, I'm telling you it's a false gospel. I'm telling you it's a form. I'm telling you that it's a teaching that is coming from the soul and not from eternity. Why? Because everyone, hear me and hear me well, everyone is born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Hear me and hear me well, which means everyone was born with a ravished soul. So whether you have trauma once you turned 1, 2, 3, or 4, you were born with trauma. Oh, you were born to win. That's why he calls you a champion. That's why he calls you an overcomer. You were born to win. Oh, if the soul was once ravished and shaped in iniquity, then the renewed mind must now be fed by revelation. That's why you're here. That's why you're here, because the apostle walks in new manna, fresh manna, revelation. Oh, and we are dedicated in fighting and willing to fight with you for you to come into that new mind, that new spirit, that to begin to allow Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit to plunder away what? That old heart and establish his heart inside of you. That's why you must be the destroyer. Say it with me. I am the destroyer. I am the destroyer. I am the destroyer. Hallelujah. I'm helping you to get your mind right. I'm helping you with your identity, because you must know that it's your job to destroy yourself. See, many of you want to build yourself. Oh, but you don't want to destroy yourself. Many of you want to talk about the promises of the Lord, but you don't want to destroy yourself so that you can receive the promises of the Lord. But I am here to tell you, as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, that it is your job to declare that you are what? You know I'm going to always set the record straight, right? Because it's that artificial intelligence inside of you that will not allow you to be healed from trauma. It's that artificial intelligence inside of you that will not allow truth to set you free. Human wisdom cannot rewrite your destiny. Human wisdom cannot help you with what eternity has written about you. Psychology can only describe your condition. It can only cause you to understand the condition of where you are. But who really cares? At the beginning and the end of the day, you must want to be with Jesus the Christ, who can deliver you from it all. That is the point of salvation, for you to be delivered from it all. Oh, hallelujah. Say it with me today. Hallelujah. I want to be delivered from it all. I want to be delivered from it all. No, I don't want to hold on to my form. I want to be delivered from it all. Why? Because it's a finished work. Salvation is a finished work. Salvation is a finished work. Psychology is a work. I need you to hear me. Because in order for your soul to get healed and delivered, you need Jesus. And you need him in your inward parts. I guarantee you, without him, you will continue to fail. You're going to continue to fail yourself, and you're going to continue to fail those around you. Failure is your portion, because you don't want to destroy yourself. Oh, don't be confused by this message. Don't be confused by these words. These words are designed to go in as a double-edged sword and begin to deal with the things that your ravaged soul refused to let you go of. But as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm filled with the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is my job to empower you to do the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I said earlier, some of you want to build yourself. But I'm helping you. I'm giving you the tools today, right now. In order to build yourself, you must be willing to destroy yourself. So say it again. I am a destroyer. In order to build yourself, you must be willing to become nothing so that the Lord Jesus Christ can build you up. But if you build yourself, you are responsible for yourself. Don't blame your defects and your damaged goods on Jesus Christ. Give Jesus something that says he's present. Give Jesus something that says a work in progress. You know how when we go past the roles and it says, hey, this is a work in progress. So they're already letting you know that role is going to be worked on for a while. Don't think that this is just a one day thing. This is a work in progress, work in progress. You're a work in progress. So let the Lord work you. Oh, come on here. But before he can work you, you must work yourself. Work yourself. I am a destroyer. What are you destroying? You have to destroy your own mind. You have to destroy your own sin. You have to destroy your own iniquity. But before you can do that, you must admit first that you're there. Oh, Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone. I'm here to give you what? Your nourishment. I'm here to give you your food intake. I'm here to give you the word. I need you to use the word in your favor. I need you to use the word. Eat that thing. Eat the word until it prospers you. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Do you not realize when you eat with God that there is a whole process and procedure and outcome that's waiting for you? There is a whole process and procedure and outcome that's waiting for you. It's designed for you. Man shall not live by bread alone. Man shall not live by bread alone. Listen to me and listen to me well. The bread of life is not the only thing that you shall live by. Why? Because by every word that comes from my mouth, that's what you should be feasting on from day to day. Process, 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 process. That's processing you. Many of you are stuck on processed food, and that's why you won't allow God to process you. You're stuck on processed food. You the YouTuber. You watch every message. You know everything that's going on in Christendom. You know all of that, but God can process you because you're stuck on processed food and not stuck in his process. Oh! Somebody say she's out the gate. This apostle is out the gate. People won't live only by bread, but by every word spoken by God. See, here's the problem. Many of you don't know the word spoken by God. Many of you only know summaries. If you notice, I always give one or two or three different versions. Why? Because I understand that I'm always speaking to people in different places. But many of you don't want to get into that place where you know the word of God. It's only once you know the word of God that you can actually begin to understand the other versions. Listen, the other versions just help to open up the information. But if you're not willing to be put in the process of learning, if you say that the word is too hard, if you say all of these and thous, listen, if you don't get into the thick of it, if you don't want the meat, how can you even spit out the bones? Come on here. How do you know that it's bone? It's like animals don't know the difference. They go in garbage. They just eat. If y'all saw my TikTok, I did this eat them up, eat them up, eat them up thing, right? And I was and the little young people were around me and they were feeding me. Did you hear me? The young people were feeding me. And I would eat it up, eat it up, eat it up, eat it up. But here's the thing. The word should be feeding you, not your surroundings. That's my point. Not the young people, the word. That's for you that's always trending. Those of you who only want the trending word. Oh, I'm relevant. I'm relevant. If you listen to how I teach and how I preach, it's very relevant to today. To get you into eternity. I'm not taking the time to make all these connections for you to be lost. I'm taking the time to make these connections for you to come in, for you to come closer, for you to understand that you are only scratching the surface of your salvation and that you may not be in salvation and that it is your job to listen. It's your job. It's your job to not only eat the bread, eat the bread, eat the bread, eat the bread. But it's your job to do something with every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Oh! Let's just sit there for a moment. Because Jesus, listen, he locates life through the utterance, what we say, what we say. Jesus locates life through what we say, our utterance. And if we don't have the right utterance, if we don't have his word, how can he find himself in us? Why am I saying that? Because the bread sustains the body. The bread sustains the body. The bread sustains the body. But you want to know another truth? You want to go deeper? Because he said something else. He said the preceding words. Preceding words. What does the preceding words do? If the bread sustains the body, then the preceding words must sustain the soul. The soul, the ravaged soul. Come on here. So if you want to come up out of trauma, if you want to come up out of disease, if you want to come up out of dysfunction, if you want to come up out of death, then you must be sustained by the word. No word, no life. Many of you have no life. Your life is not hidden in Christ Jesus. You don't know God. Old things cannot pass away. If you don't have the mind of Christ, if you have no new food, how can a new thing be produced? How can new thoughts be produced with no new food? Listen. If life is what you're going after, then you must understand this scripture. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Listen, every word spoken by God. Why? Because when there is a proceeding, there's something going. There's action. There's movement. Come on here. I'm waking you up. Because many of you have been taught a false doctrine. Many of you are laying down waiting for God to do something. And he said, I already did it. Just go by my word. My word, my word, my word is moving. My word is alive. It's moving in an eternal direction. It's not sending you to hell. It's sending you into eternity. Stay with my word. Follow my word. Go with my word. Go about the king's business. And you can't be about the king's business if you don't know his word. Oh, come on here. Do you not know that it's your job to emanate from eternity to earth? We're in this world, but not of this world. Come on here. That's how you are alive and not dead. Because we're in this world and not of this world. And his word is sustaining our very soul. Our soul is no longer just corrupt. Our soul is fighting to live and not die. Our soul is fighting to be cleaned up and no longer just ravaged. Come on here. It's the word. It's the word. It is what happens. But he said, I send my word. That means it's alive. It's actionable. It's moving. Listen to me and listen to me well. It is going to deal with every issue. Why? Because it already issues a verdict. His word issues a verdict. His word issues a verdict. His word issues a verdict. Come on here. And when his word issues a verdict, it's issued from eternity because his word is from eternity. Get with Jesus. This is why the Jesus mode is important. Get with Jesus. No other God can fulfill his will but him, and he must be in you. The word of the Lord goes before you. I want each and every one of you to understand the word of the Lord goes before you. Scripture even says what? That the blood speaks out on your behalf even better than what? Who? Even better than Abel's blood. What? The word, the word. So what is that saying? If you hold fast to that, there is something going on with that scripture that's telling you that because you have accepted my blood, it's going to go out before you. So when they talk about you, when they say what you are and what you can do, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood is preceding you. You're more than a conqueror. It's preceding you. It's going before you. It's going before you. It's continuously what? Working. It's continuously processing. It's an act of continual process. The word, the word, the word, the word. The word never loses its power. So what report do you believe? Come on here. You must understand that you are believing a report about yourself. Oh, but if you believe the report from eternity, and that's every word that proceeded from his mouth, then you yourself are the conduct of the word of the King of all kings. You are the conduct of the word of the King of all kings. You are the record that the King is working. His word works. You are the record. You are the testament that his word works, that his word is still alive. You have a job. Oh, come on here. I'm speaking in this fashion, in this manner. Why? Because I need you to understand that you have one of the most powerful things available to you. And it's called the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's called the scripture. It's in the canonized book. Listen to me. Hear me and hear me well. The word of the Lord goes before you. The word of the Lord advances you. The word of the Lord makes you get into progress. It causes you to stay in progress, and it causes you to conquer. It causes you to go. Where do you go? You're going into glory. You're going into glory, and you're going from glory to glory because of the word. But the problem is, you don't believe it. That's why you don't stay in it. That's why you don't reinforce your life with it. Oh, I wish you understood. I hope and pray that you understand that you are one of the most powerful beings on the face of the earth because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, you are the standard. You don't let the enemy plunder you. You plunder the enemy. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the word, the word, the word, the word. Listen to me. It shall never lose its power. and you have full access and choose not to use. I can end right now on that alone, because I know many of you find yourself powerless from moment to moment, from day to day, because you don't value the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he said, what? Man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, out of the mouth of God. Stop believing the words that's coming out of the mouth of your family. Stop believing the words that's coming out of the mouth of your friends. Stop believing the word that's coming out of the mouth of the reporters. Stop believing the word that's coming out of the mouth of the naysayers. Stop believing the word that's coming out of the mouth of the doubter. But if that is you, if you are the doubter, if you are the naysayer, or if you are the relative, then you must become a destroyer of you. Jesus, help us today. No word, no life. No word, no advancement. No word, no transformation. Then you have to begin to practice this use of the daily bread. You got to begin to practice. Why? Because if you don't know what to do with the word, if you don't know what to do with the word, if you don't know how the word works, and if you don't know that it's here to work on your behalf, then you will remain dead and not alive. Because it's not something that you just speak over yourself. No, 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 no. There should be an action. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Why ask for something that you never plan on using? Come on here. I'm going to take a sip. Why am I taking a sip? Because I know many of you, you know this passage of scripture, but you never sat with it. Give us this day our daily bread. And you probably stop right there, because there's an action in the next line. I'll let you read it. Go to Matthew 6. See if you even are in the vicinity. Because you want some forgiveness. You want some forgiveness. You want God to forgive you. You want him to give you that daily bread. And you want that forgiveness. You want to take in that daily bread. But you want it to be a one-way exchange. But God said, but wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. If you want this forgiveness, then you must too be a forgiver. Come on here. I am a destroyer. I'm coming to destroy your pseudo mind. I'm coming to destroy your artificial intelligence. I'm coming to let you know that you are heavenly laden with artificial intelligence, that you have AI in your inward parts, and I'm trying to get the big AI in your inward parts. Stop asking for something that you ain't willing to use. Action. Action speaks louder than words. So you can read me this word, but when you take action on this word, you showing me something. Actions speak louder than words. Actions speak louder. Don't give me your words. Show me your words through your everyday living. Oh, come on here. I haven't always been in Christ. No, I haven't. I was saved young, and I went through my 20s and through my 30s doing what I wanted to do. But you know what? I don't preach to people around me. I live it. I live it. I live it, and you must want to live it too. I don't live religion, I live what? Ingestion. I intentionally ingest the word and then live it. Come on here. I intentionally ingest the word and then live it. Give me this day our daily bread. Give me my daily bread. And I don't want anything to interfere with my portion. So therefore, I keep myself in the proper posture so that this word can continue to speak out on my behalf. How about you? The word speaks out on my behalf. I live a life of sacrifice because I need the word to respond to my enemies. And it does. Even if I am my own enemy, let the word respond to me. Come on, I'm waking y'all up. I'm waking y'all up. I'm planting seeds all over you. I'm planting seeds in your mind. I'm planting seeds in your spirit. I'm planting seeds in your soul. Why? Because I am the destroyer. Are you the destroyer of your own iniquity? Give us this day our daily bread. I need you to understand daily, 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 not weekly, not monthly. Give us this day our daily bread. Many of you have forgotten. That's why you got to go back. You got to read the word. Many of you forgot that scripture because you know why? You like the give part. You like the give part. You are the one who always wants to receive gifts. But you don't want to give a gift back to the very king of all kings. Because giving a gift back to the king of all kings is what? Being obedient. Following the word. Oh. Give us this day our daily bread. Understanding daily signals a certain movement. I said that the word is moving. The word is going. It's in process. It's going before you. But are you doing your part? Give us this day our daily. Are you getting that daily bread? Or are you getting that rhythm of religion? Are you getting that rhythm of religion, or are you going after that daily bread? Because when you go after the daily bread, something must change on the very inside of you. You must change. You must be processed. There is a process. And you don't want to be processed. That's why you make God religious. Your prayers are religious. Your approach to God is religious. Your work in the kingdom is religious. You are rigid and religious in your mind and in your approach. You have no daily washing of your sin. Why? Because you think you're perfect and you think you've arrived. You don't think you have to engage the God that you're demanding to keep you. But why should he keep you if he can't, what, find you? There's no utterance in you. Uh-oh, some of you gonna hop off. And some of you gonna hop on. Some of you gonna hop right in right here. And some of you gonna hop right off right here because it's getting hot in here. But don't take off all your clothes. No need for that. I want you to be found clothed and in your right mind. That's why I'm teaching this way. I don't want you to feel like you got to get loose. I want you to know that you got to get free. Come on here. And you can get free daily. Why? Give us this day our daily bread. Your freedom should be daily. But many of you don't engage God daily. Many of you have God in your pocket, so you think. and you pull him out like he's a credit card and you swipe when you want to swipe. But you can't swipe to your knees daily. You can't swipe to your face daily. You can't give him worship daily. You can't call on him daily. Come on here. But the last time I looked and learned something, it was my consistency that built that thing up. I was consistent in my diet. When I decided I have to change what I ingest, and I became consistent with eating things that would give me life, my body consistently began to drop pounds. It consistently began to release waste. Come on here. Daily bread. Daily bread. Consistency builds what? Your mind. If you have to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, but yet you can't even get your daily bread, I want to know what spirit is dealing in you and living in you daily. Or is it your assumption that once you said, oh, I love Jesus Christ, that you didn't have to do no work and there's no proof of that daily bread? Come on here. Consistency builds neural stability, your mind. What you consume repetitively shapes your perception. So if you consume the world over and over again, if you consume anxiety, trauma, your family, the lies, your lust, your desires, if that is what you're building consistently, that is what's stabilizing you. So you're stable in confusion. Confusion, delusion is your constitution. And it takes that daily bread, what? To change you from the inside out. But many of you are only doing samples. You know when you go to Costco or BJ's and you go down that aisle because you see somebody standing there to get that little sample. That's how you do church. That's how you do God. That's how you do the word. It's a sample. But samples can't sustain you. And I said earlier that there's a sustaining power by the word. Be sustained by the word. Yes. You got to do it. This is your portion. Why? Because you are born to be a destroyer. Say it with me. I am a destroyer. I am a destroyer. I am a destroyer. What do I destroy? I destroy my own mind. I destroy my own wants. I destroy my own desires. I destroy me. Because if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. So therefore, I am a destroyer, so that what the King of all kings can live inside in my inward parts. I need you to understand that meditation, listen, leads to maturation. You don't want to be on milk all the days of your life. You need to grow up and be strong. That's why there's a thing called mastication, right? When you're chewing, right? You got to chew on this word. Meditate. Meditate on this word. Chew on it so that it can be nourishment. But many of you just want that milk, you know, in those third world countries where they just send that fortified milk. What happens? Those babies are not strong all over. They just have big bloated bellies. And many of you only have big bloated bellies. Why? You don't want to chew. It's too much work to chew. You just want to give us this day. Give me, God, on this day. Give me what I want. Give me what I think. Give me what I say. Give me. And you don't even want the bread. You don't want the bread. Bread of life. Bread of life. Bread of life. You don't want the bread, you want the bottle. But scripture does not say bottle of life. It says bread of life. So get the chewing truth until it nourishes your inner man and strengthens your identity in Christ. Come on here. That's what you can gain from that's the maturation. I'm nourished. I once was weak, but now I'm strong in my inward parts. Jesus the Christ is residing. The Holy Spirit and I are connecting. We're in conversation. I want to do wrong, but I'm going to do right. I want to do wrong, but I'm going to be righteous. Why? Because I have ingested my daily bread and I can process it. It's not stuck in my belly. I don't just have a fat belly. I don't just want the milk. I'm chewing and now I am maturating into adulthood and I am becoming strong in my identity and I am defeating my very own self. Why? Because I am a destroyer. Come on here. How do you meditate on the word matters? Many of you will take this word that I'm preaching right here and listen to it over and over and over and over and over again. As if it works all by itself. It doesn't. Many of you will repeat it over and over and over and over again because you want to sound intelligent and like you have revelation, but you don't. Why? You must live this. I can preach this way and I can teach this way. Because I am a destroyer. I will destroy me. I will destroy you. I will destroy anything that comes between me and my Christ. Because I am not going to hell. I'm going into eternity. Because that is my birthright. I belong to the King of all kings. Come on here. Do you? Do you? See, your identity has to be just that strong. Your meditation has to be just that strong. Your meditation can't be a quiet moment. You know how they like to send the kids to the corner. Go have some quiet time. No, that can't be your meditation. I'm just having a quiet moment. God the Father, who's great, who art in heaven. No, God the Father, who art in you. No, God the Father, what? Jesus the Son, the Holy Spirit, come on here. You got to concentrate on what is proceeding from his mouth so that you can process and connect it to what's happening in your life. Connect the dots, connect the dots, connect the dots. Many of you don't take the time to connect the dots because you don't have truth in your inward parts. Truth is not your portion and it's not your lot, not because it's not available, but because you don't want it. See, to engage God on a daily basis means that, guess what? You got to stand in the fire. You can't get burnt up. You must learn how to stand in the fire, and then you learn how to walk out. Come on, this is for those of you who want to have an identity in Jesus Christ and be a true living epistle and a testament. Those who what? Suffer with Christ will reign with Christ. That's your job. But many of you only want the bottle and the bloated belly. BBB, not BBL, BBB. Listen, y'all got to stick with me because you know this apostle does have a sense of humor. Nevertheless, when it's time to meditate on the word, it should move you into really becoming what? Self-reflective. There should be a whole self-examination through the word, but you don't want to be processed through the word. You only want to be processed through your own thoughts. That's why your life is not found hidden in Christ Jesus, because you think his thoughts are your thoughts. You think his ways are your ways, but scripture has already cleared that foul, false thinking up too. The book of the law says what? Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Many of you will say that's legalistic. Many of you don't want to study the Old Testament, but the Old Testament brings you into greater understanding of the New Testament, because the Old Testament was spoken about what will be fulfilled, and you don't know how to fulfill eternity because you don't even know the foundation. Come on here. Many of you believe there are no more prophets. Many of you believe there are no more apostles. Many of you believe what? That this is the hour for the pastors? That this is the hour for the bishops, for the reverends? Come on here. You better get in Christ Jesus. You better get in the word and learn for yourself, so you are no longer lost and turned out. Because many of you are lost and turned out. What are you turned out? You're turned out into some forms. You've turned yourself over to forms. You never came in to examine your life through the scripture so that the Holy Spirit could lead you into all truth and bring you up higher and take you from glory to glory. Listen, proceed, go, 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 go. The word has a job in your life. And it can't do its job in your life if you don't even acknowledge it. If you only say, give us this day. Give me God. He gave you something that's very precious. It's called breath in your lungs. Many of you understand, if you've been around me, I let you know, don't come to me with all of your complaints and all your disappointments, because you had breath in your lungs. And that means today. You can do something different. Today, life can change for you. Give us this day our daily bread. But when you begin to ingest that daily bread, life for you begins to change. And if you do it daily, which means you do it consistently, then you're going to have consistent change. You will be consistently renewed in the spirit of your mind. This is not a one-time engagement. This is a daily engagement. Consistently become renewed in the spirit of your mind and see your life change every day. But many of you don't want him like that. Many of you are not hungry and thirsty for him like that. Call me thirsty for Jesus. Yes, I am. Thirsty. Call me thirsty for Jesus. Yes, I am. You're just mad because I'm not thirsty for you. You're just mad because I'm not thirsty for your form. You're just mad because I'm not thirsty for what you desire. I desire Jesus. I desire truth in my inward parts. And I fight and I war for it. Why? Because I feel like Jesus is worthy. I love him. I love what he did for me. And I'm not going to give him a stone because he doesn't give me stones. I'm going to give him life because he gives me life. He's the life giver. So why would I give him death back? See, you don't think about the state of your mind. You don't think about the state of your existence. You don't think that you're always telling God how he is full of death. And he's like, well, who are you talking to? God sitting up there like, what? Did you put my name with that disease? Did you put my name with that disorder? Did you put my name with that trauma? He's looking at you like you're crazy. He knows that you do not come for your daily bread. You don't come for your daily maintenance. You come to complain about the sin and the iniquity that you came into this world with. And he's like, and you said what that you're saying? You said that my blood is working on your behalf. You said that you're with me. You've been with me for 25 years. You said you've been saved for 40 years. See, y'all don't understand the mind of Christ. You don't understand. If you don't begin to do a self-evaluation, he's going to do the biggest self-evaluation. And when you get before this king, he's going to say, get from before me. I never knew you. Why? Because you was busy having quiet time instead of self-examination time. You was busy just saying, la, 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 la. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. But it tells you a whole lot more than just he loves you. It says, work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Yes, Jesus loves me, and I must work out my soul salvation. Y'all not going to sing a song about that. You're not going to sing about how you need to do it with fear and trembling. The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day in. Uh-oh, I added another piece. Give us this day our daily bread. Wait a minute, but let's deal with the night. Let's deal with the evening time. Let's deal with when the sun goes down. Oh, you don't want to see Jesus then either. So if you don't want to see him when the sun comes up and you don't want to see him when the sun goes down, when do you want to see him? In your imagination. I can answer it for you. You want to see him in your imagination, how you imagine him to be, how you imagine salvation to be, how you imagine the word to work, not how it does. Because when you start engaging him day and night, guess what happens with in between? The enemy has no more room to play because you catching that thing coming and going, coming and going. Coming and going, but you don't want to be that hot and heavy on yourself. You don't want to be that destroyer. So instead of being the destroyer, you allow yourself to be destroyed. So you got to make a decision in Christ Jesus. Jesus is all about decisions. You got to make a decision. You got to make a decision. You got to make a decision. There is no in between. In between is already spewed out. Lukewarm, I spew you out. So you got to make a decision if you're going to be hot or cold. And that is from moment to moment. Give me this day my daily bread so I can remain hot. Or listen, just give me so I can remain cold. Ooh, 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 ooh. All right. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Come on here. I told y'all it's a process. And at the end of the process, there's a promise. And the promise is what? Prosperous. It's prosperity. But you will not prosper without what? Self-examination and application and action of the word. Because while you sitting there doing that self-examination through the word, the Holy Spirit is going to start talking to you. The Holy Spirit is going to start revealing to you, what you realize. See, many of you are mad when the Holy Spirit speaks through other people. In other words, a prophet tells you the truth of the matter and how you process that thing, and you're going to tell them no. That's not what happened. And you can only stand that way because you never get in the presence of the Lord. You are always in the presence of yourself because you are your own God. But let me just give you a little insight. You know that you are not in the presence of the Lord from day to day because your mouth and your mind does not agree. Your mind is running and it's saying all kinds of things, and your mouth is saying another thing. And many of you go quiet and go silent because you don't even want to slip up and say out of your mouth what's really rolling around in your mind. So now you are already being what? Sabotaged, because you can't even be honest. The truth can't be found in you. Oh, listen, I got to get off this thing because I can teach this. We might be halfway through. I need you to understand there's a purpose for meditating on the word. And the purpose of meditating on the word is to prosper you. Because your mouth and your mind must agree. But many of you, your mouth and your mind does not agree. And the only way for you to begin to understand just how much it doesn't agree is for you to examine your own state. Examine your own conduct. Examine your own motives. Listen, you must become a master examiner. If you go back to my teachings, I have already taught this. I am a master examiner. But that's why people don't want to talk to me, because they know I'm going to catch them. They're going to start talking and I'm going to say, but you just said this just a second ago, and that actually is the opposite of what you just said. So which one? You got to make a decision. Nevertheless, whatever you are repeatedly doing is what you are repeatedly living. So if you're not repeatedly examining yourself, I want to know, how do you have such truth about yourself when you don't know the state of your own soul? You don't know the state of your own affairs. But here's the thing. Come a little closer. You always know the state of everybody else's affairs. You always got questions about everybody else's affairs, but nobody can question you about your affairs. Why? Because you don't know the state of your own affairs. But if any man be found in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. So if you are a new creature, you should be able to track your creaturehood. You should be able to track your creature. You should be able to know when you're on and when you're off, when you're in and when you're out. You should be able to be that honest with your own self. But many of you don't want truth in your inward parts, which is why you don't seek that daily bread. You just saying, give me, give me, give me. But I'm here to say something. If you deal with what I just talked about, your daily bread, and then if you deal with that day and night, that repetition will rewire your mind. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he must be a new creature. What? And you must be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Well, if you begin to repeat that behavior every morning and every evening, it's going to spill over to your day. Trust me when I tell you this. It cannot just disappear. Why? It's the most powerful source on the face of the earth. You think God's word just roll over on a devil? No, God's word ponders a devil. It destroys the devil. Listen to me. But because you don't want to be in that kind of existence, that existence can't exist in you. But because I want to be in that kind of existence, that existence exists in me. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. The Lord can talk to me. The Holy Spirit can deal with me. Jesus Christ can work me over. He knows he's going to get a yes out of me. He knows he's going to get repentance out of me. He knows that a contrite heart is going to come forth in me. Listen and hear me well. How about you? Do you know the state of your own fear? Can God crack you? Is God response about you and your life? I know she's going to do this. I know she's going to choose me. I know he's going to choose me. Or does he know you will choose yourself? Because scripture alone changes everything. Scripture alone changes every atmosphere. Scripture alone is the change agent. We're just workers. But if there is no repetitive rewiring, if there is no verbal rehearsal, there is no cementing the truth of eternity. There's no cementing your belief system. Many of you need to go back and really, really begin to examine where you are with Christ, what your beliefs are. Many of you have been born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Many of you have been raised in some form of Christ, calling it a church, but never ever entered into the ecclesia. Many of you need to be reborn again. Many of you need Jesus, the Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and God the Father to be present in your life. If that's you, listen, that only takes a split second decision. Jesus, I want you in my inward parts. I don't want to be lukewarm. I don't want to live life as a weak link. Not when I know that you came and you conquered all. You destroyed Satan 3 times. You defeated him in heaven. You defeated him on earth, and you defeated him in hell. And I want to defeat him today. See, that has to be a desire. And the problem is many of you don't desire to defeat the destroyer that was sent to destroy you. That's his job, which is why you have to become a destroyer. But if that's you, I want you to repeat after me today. I am a destroyer. And I will destroy everything that's not like Christ. I will renew my mind. And renew the spirit of my mind through the word. I will accept truth about the state of my soul, the state of my mind, the state of my heart, the state of my will, the state of my desire. And I will become the destroyer. And I also will become the doer of the word. Hallelujah. Well, listen, I'm Apostle Johnita Collins. I bless each and every one of you. I want you to remember that as he is, so are we in this world. So you can do it. Go and be a destroyer this week. And if you want, I have a whole recipe. I'm telling you, I'm about my Father's business. I've come up with a whole plan, okay, for you to be able to live this word out day by day. If you want that plan, go head up to JohnitaCollins.live and sign up. Join the group on Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. You can find me. Just fill out the form and let us know, and we will begin to engage you so that you can have the parts that are not public. There are parts that just aren't public. They're just for the people who want more. These are the ones who want the bread and not the bottle. God bless each and every one of you. I'll see you on Tuesday. Tap in Tuesday, all right? God bless. Have a good one.